Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon. It's Darcia Stebbins sitting in, and in the words of Kevin Will, flying solo today for our Open Mic Friday. So please, as it is named, Open Mic Friday, 805-238-5775, what's on your mind? And I have a few topics today that I am prepared to cover, but there are so many different areas, and I want to try to tie what's happening globally, nationally, to what's happening here in our county. So what's interesting to me is in going to the different board meetings, or even I've missed a couple meetings this week that I would normally want to go to. Believe it or not, I actually enjoy hearing and listening to some of the board proceedings, because the local boards, and I'll call it even the Board of Supervisors, which is the county meetings, the school board meetings, the city council meetings, the PRAGA, we'll call it Paso Robles Area Groundwater, I have air quotes, authority, and you have local community services districts. All of these local and regional government boards are creating policy and regulations in some case, and mandates, and determining how government is impacting our lives. So when we have national news and international news, what is happening on the international and national front, we have right here just little microcosms in our beautiful county of San Luis Obispo. And that concerns our school board, our children. And I keep saying, if there's nothing else as a society that we can do, is to protect our children. So when last week, Kenny Enney, who is on the Paso Robles area, Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Board as a trustee, I was jokingly somewhat saying, all right, on the board, Kenny, you know, I will facilitate, knowing that you are going to be gone this week, I will facilitate the conversation about the school and the school board and what has been transpiring in the local schools and at the high school, the protests. So we'll get into that a little bit. And I have first call. We'll go right to, oh, looks like they dropped off, but please do call back. And with the local school boards, protect the children. That has to be, as a community, as a civilization, we have to at least agree on that. It's not a political discussion. It is a survival discussion. So when you have Title IX, that the Supreme Court ruled on the Title IX just recently, shockingly, guess what? The parents do get to decide and do get to have truth from the teachers about a child that's transitioning. So let's go again, see if we can pull this call in. And welcome to Sound Off.
Good afternoon. I got an idea here for you, and I'm going to give it to you, and then I'll listen to you because it's better than listening to me. Is it true that a lot of the rules and stuff and the demands come down from the feds to the state, and then they come down to the counties and the schools, and they dictate what's going to happen? The school stuff in downtown cities and so on. The construction units, high density, on and on. And I'll just listen to see what you have to say about it.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because there is something that some people that have been protesting, etc. There's something that's I'll call it an inconvenient fact, perhaps, for them, that has to do with the U.S. Constitution. We are a constitutional republic. It means that the federal government has the supremacy clause, that wherein the states have certain dictates, I guess, or certain, it's not really rights. States don't have rights. People have rights. But that state, as a government, has the ability to have laws and have their own Senate and their own assemblies so that they can act as a government within that state. Unfortunately for them, California has a constitution that was ratified in 1850. 1849 was when it was drawn up, and 1850 it was ratified by Congress. It has been changed so that it's now a corporate document, and so those corporate initiatives and propositions have changed the California Constitution that we're currently under, that was never ratified by Congress. It was the original Constitution that was ratified by Congress. So the state, In as much as, let's talk about the local school board, the state is saying, here's what you must do, but there are federal laws that reign supreme over the state. And remember, I talk about Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, because that is the guarantee clause. And I go back to this because the Constitution is the law of the land. It is United States, anywhere in the United States of America, these things have to happen. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, meaning representation, and shall protect each of them against invasion and against domestic violence. So when you're asking about the local mandates, let's talk about the IWMA that released, where they were supposedly, enacting this regulation that we couldn't use plastic bags anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So these local, regional boards and authorities that have that are dictating what should and shouldn't happen in those communities, I believe, need to be realigned with the United States Constitution and the original California Constitution that was ratified. And there's a lot of liberty in those. What we get with the local governments and regional governments is we get a dictatorship. We get democracy. And I am trying to have people be informed to recognize a democracy versus a republic, and demand that our republic be restored. So one thing that you might, so tell me in your life, in your day-to-day life, what things do you see from the local governments that you think are not following the Constitution?
Well, for one thing, most of the cities years ago in their planning, they had a build-out number for how many people are going to live there, because they go by water and sewer and power and all that stuff and land use. And nowadays, they just, they can rezone stuff and build whatever they want, and And then the high density stuff is causing so much busyness, you know, and people are driving around and you can't hardly get around anymore. But then I just want to know how can we get more people that are concerned people that just kind of give up and don't want to go vote because it doesn't matter anymore. You know, you vote for something that passes and they slap it down and they say, no, you can't have that. It's not constitutional and this and that. And I know that just kills a lot of voters off and they just say, why waste my time? But there's got to be a way to draw them in.
It's one person at a time, and it's your call calling in, and it's me having conversations with people, and it's you having conversations with people, because if there is ever a time that we have to, turn this around right now. We have the wind at our back. You have a president that says, hey, we are a country of laws. We want countries of laws to be able to have law enforcement, and we want to be able to have the people, and he's basically providing freedom for the people of Iran. How much do you think he wants to have freedom for the people of America? His whole thing is make America great again, make California great again. How do we do that? People have to realize that our elections, this is my opinion, of course, that our elections have been modified. And that in and of itself has made it so it seems like our vote doesn't count. And I believe that Article 4, Section 4 can be enacted and can be taken back so that we have a Republican form of government. And so it really is person by person, but I want to stress to people, our community here, that's North County especially, is conservative. And we need to recognize that we, even though it appears that our local officials are not acting in the interest of the people, that we need to restore that. And that comes right out of the Declaration of Independence. I can read where we have not only a right, but a duty to throw off the tyrants. And so when the school board is saying, you know, no, we don't have these, I'm going to put you on hold, but I'm hearing background noise. But
I'm going to go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. And so when the school board is telling people, no, the girls aren't going to be able to have private spaces in the locker rooms, or they're saying, oh, sure, we'll do that. But we need another $220 million bond in order to have that at the Paso Robles High School. And then the trustees find out and the superintendent find out that the boys' locker room had privacy spaces. It's disgusting. I mean, truly disgusting on many levels. So we have an opportunity here at the midterm elections, to be able to take back our local community, take back our county, and take back our state, and take back our nation. So we have a gubernatorial election. We have school board elections that come up in November. And everyone is, whatever party you are, I'm just saying, if you are conservative and you care about the children, we are looking for candidates to run for the Paso Robles School District. Has three different districts that are up for election. You have Templeton School District that has two, I believe, and you have a Atascadero School District. So these school districts, and even San Miguel has its own school district. Please, I'm not going to beg, but I implore you, become involved in your local community, the government, the politics. I know it's messy, but this is our time. We can do this. We can restore our republic. It has to do with law and order, and it has to do with common sense. It has to do with people recognizing that this must stop here. That, having children now be involved in protesting federal immigration. The point is that they do not have an understanding of the Constitution, of the laws of the Constitution, and we need, as parents, as grandparents, aunts, uncles, to be sure that our children understand how the United States of America has come about, and those provisions that are in the Declaration of Independence, those provisions in the United States Constitution, they apply to every single citizen. And we want our communities to be places of peace, peaceful law and order. And how do we get there? What has transpired in the last, we'll call it 4 years, 5 years, has been, by any measure, what you would have to call an invasion of people that are not like-minded, most of them, if they want to come here and assimilate and be part of the communities, great. But when you come here with your own flag, when you come here and you want to cause chaos and dismantle all of the provisions of law and order in a community, that's a problem, and the people of the community need to rise up and get involved. And it cannot be where we are just learned helplessness, where we just go along, where I don't really want to get involved in politics. It's messy. There are people that'll say politics is a blood sport. I get it. But this is where we must get involved. And every single person, if you know of somebody that can run for office, I'm involved in several different boards. I'm speaking as an individual, but I have that information and that perspective. And I know that we can do this. And I'll have several different ways that we can get involved, but if every single conservative voter votes in this upcoming election, you have no excuse. Let's do it. I'll go through how we can do that. And but this is our time. I'm letting you know right here, right now, June 2nd is the next election coming up. And welcome to Open Mic Friday. What's on your mind?
Yes, Darcy, it's Michael Rivera here. How are you?
Hi, Michael.
Hey, the public, if they really want to, if they're annoyed at what's going on, they could start right here at the local level of the upcoming election with Chris the Lawless Beal, who actually came out and encouraged people to disrupt and interfere with federal law enforcement from carrying out their duties of removing people who have serious crimes out of our community. Now, this is the type of insanity that's represented by a person who was elected here in our own local community. And if you don't like what's happening here, the best thing to do, and if you don't like what's happening nationally or in California or whatever, the best way to start is to start with your local elections. And that means Chris the Lawless Beal has disqualified herself from being a city council person because she broke her oath and crossed over a line that should have never been crossed. If she's that stupid to not understand what her responsibility is to protect and defend her own people in her own community, then she has no reason to be sitting in that seat.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because that so Chris Beal is on the Paso Robles City Council, and we had an election that was in 2024, and what Michael's referring to is the local protest of the ICE, where they are coming into the community because they have been not allowed in a lot of times, not allowed to be picking up criminals who are being released from their jail. When they are released, they can be picked up by ICE, which is a federal immigration enforcement agency. And so when they're not allowed to be at the jail and pick these people up, then they have to be picked up in the communities. And these are criminals, and we can talk about, I'll bring up, that came from the Board of Supervisors meeting back at the end of January. I'll pick that up on the other side, but thank you for bringing up how people can get involved in their local communities. We'll be right back. Open Mic Friday.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
You got weeds? Ken Silva is your solution to your weed pollution. He has a tractor and a mower and not afraid to use it. I'm Diane from the Ena Silva Group. And when Ken isn't notarizing and process serving, he's running his tractor. I'm seeing lots of weeds popping up since all that rain we got. And the fire department will be on weed abatement patrol this spring. Get a jump on the weed season and call Ken Silva for your weed abatement and tractor work. Call Ken at 459-6011. That's 805-459-6011.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Good afternoon. It's Darcia Stebbins sitting in, flying solo. Today, Kenny is taking a well-deserved vacation. And we will get back to the previous caller. Michael had made reference to Chris Beale, who had sent out in social media, and she, I'm sure, will claim that that's her First Amendment right to encourage people to in the protest. And I will just say that the protests that we've had locally, there have been a couple. No King's Day. You can go on indivisible.org and find your local protest. And these are planned. A lot of times there are paid participants. And this is essentially to break up and dismantle some of the our local communities so that we're actually divided or, you know, arguing with each other. And the whole agenda is to create chaos. I mean, this is the whole agenda. So when you have criminals who are being released from jail, and these the statistics came out in the Sheriff Parkinson in January, I think it was January 27th or January 28th, the Truth Act. And there were the statistics of how the sheriff's office, when ICE finds out that there are certain people who are behind bars or incarcerated for whatever it might be. Usually it's with fingerprints or names, and they associate that with crimes that have happened in the United States, not necessarily in the same community or in that same state, then the federal immigration enforcement will contact the sheriff and say, hey, can we confirm that this person is in your jail? My understanding is that then the sheriff is bound to at least say, yes, this person is in jail, this person is here. They don't have to cooperate in any certain way, and that's what they've been accused of doing. But ICE will be either in the parking lot or in some cases inside the lobby, and that's where the problems were with the protesters saying, hey, the sheriff is cooperating with ICE and arresting these workers, our neighbors, and kidnapping them off the streets, and literally using that language. That is not what the sheriff, in his hour and a half long presentation at the Board of Supervisors on the 27th, 28th, it was either the 27th or the 28th in January. And that is not what he was saying is happening, that they're not cooperating, but that they are. If there is a judicial warrant, if there's a warrant, that they must comply with that. That is federal law. Again, we have the federal versus the state. That is federal law. And so they must comply and provide that information. It is not up to them to cooperate, but they have to comply with that. And every 58 county sheriffs, there's not a single one of them that I know of that's willing to be out there and say, I'm not going to comply with the federal law, because that is treason, that is sedition, and there are serious consequences for that. So in any case, what has been transpiring in locally is different immigrant supporting agencies, and I'll use 805 UndocuFund and indivisible.org, that have been putting on the local protests. And I know that that has been impacting local farmers markets. I've had people contact me saying, hey, they're blocking the entrance and the exits to the farmers market, and it's impacting our commerce here. And so as a community, we need to be sure that we are supporting our law enforcement, and that our law enforcement is following the agency law enforcement rules. So if there's a DOGE situation where there's corruption, we need to call out the corruption and get it straightened out. But as a community, that is our responsibility. So when we have public officials who perhaps in their private capacity are making statements about law enforcement and what is happening in our community, we need to hold them accountable. And I appreciate Michael being able to come on to the city council meetings and come on the air and just point these out. And the more that it happens, the more that people realize how far we have come away from a society where we are wanting law and order and peaceful, a way of life. And again, this is our time right now. And come together as a community and don't allow the division, because where we are as people, we almost always want the same things. We want safety. We want liberty. The people, the very immigrants coming to the United States for liberty. So let's promote liberty, restore the republic, and we'll be a longer break at the top of the hour. Thank you for listening, and please feel free to call in 805-238-5775. Open Mic Friday. We'll be back after the break.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.